That's our shir. We have Yuduama Yalulucha Hashem Lokenu. That's what it is. We say that also. We have Yechne Noma Nishmas Kol Chai. We say that also. Tana Rabbonin. Revi'i, the fourth case, Goymer Olaves Halal. You end off saying Halal. V'yoymer Halal HaGodl. We say Halal HaGodl. As right as Birchas Hashir, that's called Halal HaGodl. The big Halal. Divrei Reb Tafa, that's Reb Tafa holds. Rashbam, Yalucha v'goymer boy brachot Hashem melech mulu batishbochis. V'zui Birchas Hashir demasnitin kleinar, Birchas Hashvach. We end off melech mulu batishbochis, like we do, and then we drink the fourth case. Rav Yechon Noma Nishmas Kol Chai means Af Nishmas Dainu Birchas Hashir Devastitzin. That's also included. Dilu Yaluch Anu Oimrim B'chol Yom Shoyim Boy Et Halom O Maishno Leo Pesa Denoket Dem Loel Hoisef Oid Bruch Acheres. It's just done Yaluch. That's what we say every Halom. We end off Yaluch. So what's the Chiddush Pesa B'nai to say Birchas Hashir? That's Rav Yechon added. You also have to say Nishmas. Vayinu Diyom Aloch Rav Yechon and B'tavayim V'kavoyu Li'acher Halal Agodol. After you say the Halal HaGodol, then you say this bracha melech mulu batish bochis. Some say Hashem royu lo yechzer. That's the Halal HaGodol. Mehechen Halal HaGodol, where does it start? Halal HaGodol is we have Yehudu Vayna Mehoidu Ad Nehorvus Abovol. Moedu Hashem, he told, like we say the Hoidu's there, that's how Lagodu. Up until the Pitla of Naras Bovel. Reb Yechon Noma, Mishira Malus Ad Naras Bovel. Even a little bit. Before that, you start Kapitla before. And see, all this starts from the Hoidu, that's Kapitla Kuflam and Vov. And Reb Yechon says, you start from Kapitla Kuflam and Hei, Kapitla before, of Mishira Malus. You say Ad Naras Bovel. Reb Acha Bayakov Omar, Michi Yakov Bocha Loikom, Ad Naras Bovel. That's where you start from. Also, a kapitel before that. V'loma nikra shmai halal agodol. Why do we call these kapitlach kilimia? Avod l'Hashem kitoiv. Why do we call these kapitlach halal agodol for? Om Rabbi Yechonon, b'fnei shakonesh baruch hu yoyshe b'royim eshaloylam. Hakonesh baruch hu is sitting like l'moshel in Shemayim, upstairs, b'royim in the heights of the world. Om mechalek mizoynes l'chol beryeh. And Hakonesh baruch hu is taking care of every creature and giving them their panosah, giving them their food to live on. To the Rashbam, Shakarish Baruch Hu Yeshu B'Roi Meshalaylam Tichsev Bei Noisen Lechem Lechol Boser. It says Noisen Lechem Lechol Boser V'Hainu Dover Godel. That's a tremendous thing. That Shakarish Baruch Hu gives us Parnosa, gives us food to eat, takes care of us. That's called Halal Godel. That's a tremendous thing. That Hashem is Mefarnes every person. Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Hani Esrim V'Shisha Hoidu. That's the Hod Hashem Ki Toiv. It says 26 times Kineged Mi, who's it going on? Keneged Chof Vav Dorit, the 26 generations, Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Olomai, from Adam Rishu, when Hashem first created this world, V'lenosel Lehem Torah. Up until by Matan HaSinai, when Hashem gave the Torah, there was 26 generations. So the special thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mashpi on this world before he even gave the Torah. Yeah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu fed them, b'chaste means that they didn't deserve it yet. And now that we learn Torah, b'skus ha-Torah, we get our panosam. But before they had the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mefanas them, b'chaste with his chesed. Omer Rav Chisda, my desir, what the pasuk say? Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. It means, hoidu Hashem, we should thank Hashem, she'goiva choyvosei shalodem b'tayvosei. That Hashem takes back, if a person owes something, he takes it away from the person, something from what Hashem gave it to him. It's from the Toiva, what Hashem gave you, that's what Hashem takes it away from you, if you have to pay back something. What it means, Osher B'Shoyre. An Osher, a person that's rich, so Hashem gave him a lot of panos, a lot of aksin, Hashem sometimes will take away the ax. So it's Rashi, Osher B'Shoyre, Oni B'Shavir. Ma'asidu imamenu mechap ragufay. The person did a chet, and because of that, Hashem is supposed to take something away from you. Hashem doesn't take away your life. He takes away from the things you got that Hashem gave you, that's what it takes away. So an Osher takes away his axe. He has only the Seyyid. From an Oni takes away his little lamb. Yosom the Beitzosa. Yosom only has his eggs. And Amon of a Taragota. And Amon takes away his chicken. Ahem. Amar Rabbi Yechonin. Koshin Mizonoiser Shalodim. It's hard for the fact that a person gets a panosa, gets his mizonos, gets his food to eat. Keflayin to Yoda. Twice as hard as the Isha has pain giving birth. The man's kolola was harder than the Isha's kolola. Dilu v'yoldu, when Elisha gives birth, the pasuk says, Tiv v'etziv. It says she'll give birth in pain, she'll have labor pains. V'mezoinas tiv v'itzvayn. A double loss, mashma twice as hard. Shashiv itzvayn trey mashma. Twice as hard the panosa to make the panosa that is to have children. Omer Rav Yechon, Koshim mizoneisa shalodom yoisim min agulam. It's hard to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give mizoneis, to feed everybody, more than it is to bring the gula. Dilo v'gula, because by the gula, the pasuk says, Tziv ha-malach ha-goy lo-yisi mikoro. Malach b'yalma, any malach will come to save you. Dilo v'mizoneis tziv ho-lokim ha-roy yoisi. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself had to come and save me, give me my panosa. So, churetz, shver, what does it mean it's harder to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So some swarms say that whenever the Gemara says Loshin Koshim, it's hard to Hashem, it just means that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Not really it's hard for Hashem. It just means since it looks such a hard thing to be done, and Hashem does it, that's the way like we can see the godless of Hashem. It's like Hashem is Nigla here. So Hashem is more Nigla, it's more seeing Hashem. And the fact that we get Panosa, where Hashem gives it to us, then we can see it in the real Gula when Nisim happens sometimes. Because the Panosa is saved every second of the day, we're living from Hashem's Panosa. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, B'Yishua Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyodim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, the klola was, V'koitz V'darda Tatzmiach Loch, that thorns will grow for you. Is Zolgu Ein of Demois, his eyes started to tear, run down with tears. Om Alafonim, Adam Rishon said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani V'chamori Necho B'Yavis Echod, how could me and my chamor eat in the same ovis, but both need the same thorns? Like I'm going to have nothing else to eat, he couldn't take it. Is Kivin Shomoloi, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu told back to him, Fizeyas HaPecha Techa Lechem, with the sweat of your face, you'll be able to eat Lechem, Niskar Radaitai. Even though I'll have to sweat to get it, but as long as I'll get Lechem, that made him feel better. There is Vice says there's some Shivis. He wants that the person should be more chasher than an animal. He didn't want that he should be the same thing as the animal, who both only eat thorns. But now that the Odim will have Lechem, he's more chasher than the Behemah, he felt a little bit better.
Ashreinu imo madnu burishoina. Hey, it's like we would have been much better off if we would have stayed with the first thing. In other words, he's saying like we would have been better off kaidin achet, that all the panasa came in our shemayin. And then he answered back, but sometimes we have it very easy because we could eat the asve the dabra, we could eat the herbs without any big panasa, without any big work. Yeah, this is the way the Mashur explains the Gemara over here.
So we do eat thorns. Amr Shizbi Mishmed Rav Loza Ben Azaya. Koshim is an Eser Shalodom to create the Yamsif. It's hard for Hashem to give a person Panoso, like we said before. It means we see this Galus of Hashem by the fact we get Panoso, the same way we saw this Galus of Hashem, Bishas Kriyat Yamsif. You'll see the Pesach says, Noisein Lechem Lechol Bosor, V'somach Lei Legoyze Yamsif Lekzorim. So Mashmi, the same way the eating of Kriyat Yamsif, that's the same way it was, Bishas Hashem gives panosa. Shrashi kriyek kriyas yamsuf klaimer. Nes godol oisa loy akodesh baruch hu. Lemi she noisin loy mizan oisav. Kasher osul yisroel shakaro lem yamsuf v'naf yamina lemi boy rachmin. Rasha's naf yamina from this gemara is, you have to know that's a tremendous thing that Hashem gives us panosa. And therefore we have to daven to Hashem, Hashem should give it to us. In the same way we see it's a great thing Hashem did the kriyas yamsuf, well then it's the same greatness that Hashem gives us panosa, that we should daven for it.
Right. Yeah, now, so coming back to the Mishnah, his Mishnah says the what? That the Kais Revi'i is Goymer Olav Es Halil, V'yoymer Olav Birchas Ashir. You have to make the Bracha Birchas Ashir on the fourth Kais. And the Gemara says again, what was the Birchas Ashir? And that's the way we do. We say, after we say like Yishtabach, after we say the Halal Godol, then we say Yaluha Yaluha Hashem Lekeinu Lekom Asecho Zevuzel Lekom Ham Beisol Brina Yer Brachu Shavuchu Forum. And we say Bracha to Hashem Melech Mula Batish Brachis. And Luchura, this is the Bracha, the last Bracha that we say every day, every time when we say Hallel. This is like the Bracha Achrayna of Hallel. So say the Banai, face the Banai. Also, we have to make the Bracha Achrayna by the Hallel that we say Melech Mula Batish Brachis. Now the Rishonim all talk about this. The question is like once you have to make a Bracha Achrayna, how come we don't make a Bracha Rishreina on Hallel, Pesach Benayit? And also the question is, like, how come we say half Hallel before the Suda, and half the Hallel after the Suda? Like, Lechur, there's a Hefsek in between. Usually when you have to have a Kriyas Hallel, you're not allowed to be Mavsek, make a separation in between. You have to say the whole Hallel together. How come here, like, we divide up the halal before the Suda and after the Suda?
And it's interesting, the Ran here brings down Rabbeinu Haigoin, and he says like this, Aber Rabbeinu Haigoin zal kosa b'tshuva, shem mevorchen ala halal shabla psochem ligmuras halal. When we say halal by the Pesach by night, by the Seder, we don't start off with a bracha. We don't say ligmuras halal. Shein onu kurin oisem b'tarus kurin. We don't say halal by the Seder by night b'tarus akriya, like we're reading it, ela b'tarus oimer shira. But we're saying halal Pesach by night b'tarus ashira. It's a shir we like singing, giving back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekach sheninu Rav Gamliel Leimer. And that's the way the Mishnah before started off, Rav Gamliel Leimer, Kol Shla Yomar, Gimel Dvarim Halolu, L'yosa Dei Chavosan, or V'seif Adef L'fikach Hanu Chayov M'hoidas L'halel. L'fikach Im Bo'adam L'vorech M'shaskinu Noisai. That's what Rav Haigoin says, that the Yisoid of Halo by Seid of Pesach by night is not a Din Kriya like we do it by davening in the daytime. Therefore, where it's a Din Kriya, the Rabbanu will misak and taka to make a brocha on the Kriya. You have to make a brocha Rishoyna and a brocha Achroyna. That's why Bahala we're not allowed to talk in between. We're not allowed to be mastic in between. By Shenke and the Seder by night, the Yisrael to say Halal is not the Teres of Din Kriya, but rather to say Halal but Teres of Shira. And when we're saying the Teres of Shira, it's enough just to make this brocha Achroyna. And then Achroyna we're allowed to be mastic in between the Halal. And the Maral Meprag is Mazber, really, this Rabbeinu Haigoin, that the chilek between the mitzvahs Kriya and the mitzvahs B'Torah Shira, he learns that the mitzvahs Kriya, that's the way in davening by Yom Tif, by Kol Tzora, the Rabbanu were masakin a new mitzvah, a mitzvah halal. This is a mitzvah Kriya, you have to say it. Mashenken, he once says Pesach by night by the Seder, without the Seder, Mishnah was the Fikach, the Chayiv Odom, Chol Dovro, Lirus Asatzmik, Luyotim, Mitzrayim. Like we have to feel as if we Ramesh went out of Mitzrayim tonight. So there's a chiyuv now, but Torah Yitzias Mitzrayim, that a person himself has to feel the simcha of going out, that machmas the simcha, he wants to give back shira to Hashem. So it's not a mitzvah, but Torah Sabzumdu, a mitzvah kriyas halal. It's because right now you're so much besimcha, you're living, you're feeling the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the shas, the nefs is going on right now, there's an inyan to give back shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, partially because of the nisim that are happening right now. That's the Chiyuv Seid Pesach by night. So the Chiyuv Shira is not a Zman, like there's not a Seder Kriya to say you can't be Masik in between. You say Halo first, then you have Yesuda, and then you finish off saying Halo. Because there's only just a way of how we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're giving Shira, we're singing back to Hashem for the Nisim that He did to us. Alright, we'll stop here. Kuf Yud Ches. Holding. Yeah, right in the middle. No. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Koshin nikovev shalodom kiyoyim hamisa. It's hard for a person. Nikovev means that he has to let out. If he can't let it out, the Rashbam says, if he's otzer, if he's constipated, he can't let it out. It's hard to him. It gives him a lot of pain. Kiyoyim hamisa. Mamish, the same type of pain like misa, like death. Shvam says, "Kishen otzer." When you can't let it out, it's mamish painful like misa. Ugechriyas yamsef. Shenema, the posik says, "Shenema mihar tzoya li posayach." Like tzoya comes out first. Ugsiv. I'm not going on exactly the word tzoya there, but tzoya here mihar tzoya li posayach. It's people that were tied up in jail. They want to get out. Ugsiv Basa says afterwards. Roiga hayom v'yehel mugalav. That the yom, the ocean, got wild, and its waves started to move a lot. As Bam says, soya means lashon otzer, holding back the chogru. Says also lashon here, it's kosh like kriyas yamsef. That's due to the lashon of soya, of holding back. The soya is like roiga yom, like the kriyas yamsef. The yom rav sheshes, mishum rav loza ben azariah. Kol ha-mavazeh ha-samoyadis. Whoever makes fun, is mavazeh, makes fun of the Yom Tovim, is kilo oivet avoy dezorah. As if he was oivet avoy dezorah. So Shbam says, really, it's a gemara like that. It's the mavazeh means, sh'oiseh melocha b'chol ha-shamoyad. Because even though you keep the Yom Tov itself, but in the middle of the day, b'chol ha-shamoyad, you're not makbit so much not to do melocha. If you don't care about the melochas of chol ha-moyad, it's kilo oivet avoy dezorah. Why? Shenema the Pasuk says, Elohei ma'asei chol esas l'cho. Don't make an avoid the Zorah. Uchsiv Basra, the next pasuk right away says, Eschag ha'matzah is tishmer. you should watch Yom Tif. Mashm, if you don't watch Yom Tif, if you're Mavaza, Yom Tif is Kilo Eved Avoy Dezorah. And the Gemara Chagiga says it's Ika going on Melechas Chol HaShemoyed. If someone's Mavaza doesn't watch Chol HaShemoyed, it's Kilo Eved Avoy Dezorah. The Yomer HaSheshis, Mishu Rav Lozav Ben Azariah, Kol HaMesapil Lashon Hora, whoever talks Lashon Hora, the Kol HaMekabel Lashon Hora, whoever receives it, you accept it. Somebody tells you it and you accept it. Or else you go and say a false testimony on somebody else. You say the shekir is royal lashlichu leklovim. For you, it's you deserve to be sent to the klovim, to the dogs. Shenem when the apostle says la kelof tashlichu noisai, we throw the nevela to the klovim. Uchsev baster right after the apostle says loisisa shem hashov. You should not hear any false or any falseness. So mashma is going on both. It's going on lashon hora, which is false. That's going on saying Eid Sheker. The Kari Bey, we read the Posik, Loisashia, means don't say upon somebody else. Loisisha Shem Hashav means I don't receive, don't accept false, don't accept Lashon Hara. And we also, Kari Bey, Loisashia means don't say, you know, don't say Eid Sheker on somebody else. So both these things, whether you receive Lashon Hara, or you say false say this, it's Royal Akel Tashnich Noisli. Sheshbam learns how Mekabal Lashon Hara means She Mekablo Yumamino Yachaveroi. If somebody tells you something bad about your friend and you accept it means you believe him, that's not right. Even though you're not supposed to accept it and really believe the Lashon Hara, but the Gemara always says, you have to watch out for the person. If somebody you want to become a partner with somebody and they tell you very bad things about this partner, you're allowed to start to investigate. Be choshes, check into it, is it true or not? You just can't accept it right away to say it's 100% true. That's the Issa Lashon Hara. But Mechish, to be worried about it, is it true or not, that you could do. The Karabei Lestashis, so Rashbam says, Nira Benet Legasim Leh, don't have to be Goris this. Like to be Goris, Lestashis means like, don't say bad about somebody else. The Kula Mishtamim Lestisa. Because Rashbam says, no, in the word Lestisa, we understand everything. Shekish Shemesapir, or Meid, when you're talking bad about somebody else, or you're saying false items on somebody else, you're speaking out in your mouth something false. So that's the Posse saying, Loisisa Shemashov means either don't accept it or don't speak it out. But don't have to do with false things, which is Lashon Hara, or else which is Eidus Sheker. For the Gemara, now Nukashina. We're saying now what, the Pesach B'Nayit, after we say the regular Hallel, then we say the Hallel Gadol. And then we end off with the Birchas Hashir. But there's such a thing as saying Halla Godol, which is the 26th Hoidul Hashem Kitoy Kilon Chazdoi, that we say. And since there's a Halla Godol, then it's a very important thing. I was saying, Anan, my time I'm reading on high. How come we say a regular Halal on Yom Tif or on Chanukah or on Purim? Because why don't we always say the Halla Godol? So to Rashbam, V'chim Yachadik Halla Godol. There it says about that Hashem feeds us. So that's a tremendous thing. So that's why it's called Halla Godol, the great Halla. So the question is now, Anan us, my time are minan high halula, a kol perikol perikol, kol tzoro, shloi tovoin, halatsib l'kishin agolin. How come we only say the regular Halla, the way we say it, after a nest happens? Why don't we say the special Halla Godol every time? And the Gemara Mishum Shiesh Boy Hei Dvorim. Our Hallel, the Psukim that we say, has five special things about it. Dvorim Halolu. The what? Yitzias Mitzrayim. It talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim Hallel. U Kriyas Yamsuf. U Matin Torah. U Tchiyas HaMesim. V'chev L'Shem Mashiach. But since our Hallel talks about these five things, that's why we say these five things. Yitzias Mitzrayim Dichsiv V'tzeis Yitzvah V'Mitzrayim. All the pitla about Yitzias Mitzrayim we talk about. O Kriyas Yamsuf Dichsev Hayom Ro'o Bayonus. That was talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam saw and ran. Matan Torah Dichsev Ahorim Ro'akaduk Elim. That the mountains ran like Elim. So Rashi says, B'shas Matan Torah Dichsev Loma Teratzton Horim. As B'shas Matan Torah, all the mountains are also scared, were running away. Dvaisa Tchias HaMesim Dichsev Eshalach Lufnei Hashem. A walk in front of Hashem, B'yatzes HaChayim, is going on Tchias HaMesim. Where do we talk about Mashiach in Hallel? We say like, don't do it for our sake, Hashem. Don't save us for our sake. It's a tefillah we're davening to Hashem to save us. But we're saying not because of our sake, but because of your sake. And what are we davening for? Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Lonu Hashem Lelonu, means there Shibud Malchis. That we're davening, David Hashem, save us from all the Shibud, all the tzoras the Malchis put upon us. And he could the army something like this. Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Lonu Hashem Lelonu, Zu Mochamas Goygumogun. That we're davening about Zman HaMashiach, the last war. The Chemes Goygumogun, Hashem should save us from that. So in Tehillah and Hallel, we talk about this Mochamas Goygumogun, which is about Yemais HaMashiach. We have Nachman of Yitzchak Omar, we have Neshiyesh Poi Milot Nefoshre Shal Tzadikim again. We say this Kepitlach of Hallel because it talks about that Hashem saves the Tzadikim from Gehenim. Shenem Raposik says, Honor Hashem Malto Nafshi. His please Hashem save my soul means save it from Gehenim. Chizki Yomim of Neshiyesh Poi Yuridoson Shal Tzadikim L'chiv Shunais Vali Yosim Emenu. It speaks about that Hashem put Chananel for Romavinu in the Tifshin Shalais. Eish, and Hashem saved them. That's why we say these in Yonah V'Halo. That Hashem saved them, didn't lead them to the Tzadikim. What was the Inyan? Where does it say it? Yuridoson Dichsiv. Lo'elonu Hashem lo'elonu. Like it was a Bakoshel, please save us. Like Avraham Avinu was put into the Eish. Or Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah was put into the Eish. And the Davar to Hashem, please save us. Oma Hananiah. That's what Hananiah said. Ki l'shim chotein kovid. That's what Hananiah said. That's what Mishael said. That's what Azariah said. The tzaddikim, even though they're put into the kishon shalesh, they daven to Hashem. That's what they all said together. Like, why you let us die in this kishon shalesh? What are the goyim going to talk about it? So the titla chatilim, we're talking about what tzaddikim daven to Hashem to save them from the kishon shalesh. Aliyosa mikishon shalesh. Where do we see the psukim talk about that Hashem saved them from the fire? The pasuk says, "Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim." Now, one of Omar Hananiah, "Shabchu kol umim." That what did all the Omar Hananiah? That's what Hananiah said. "Hey, Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim." That's what Hananiah said when he got saved. "Shabchu kol umim, Omar Mishael." That's what Mishael said when he got saved from the fire that Nebuchadnezzar threw him into. Ki gover aleinu chastoi, omer Azariah. V'yemas Hashem li'elam haluka, omru kulun. They all said it together. So you see here, it's talking about the tzaddikim, Hanan, Mishael, v'Azariah, that they were put into the kishon shalesh, and then Hashem saved them. So that's why we say these psukim of Hallel. It was a tremendous thing that Hashem saved the tzaddikim. V'yeshrenim, some say, v'yemas Hashem li'elam. That's how we say the pitlin tehillim. V'yemas Hashem li'elam, Gavriel omru. The Malach Gavriel said this. When? When Nimrod threw Avram Avinu, as he found out that Avram Avinu broke down the statues there, so he went to throw Avram into Kivshin Shalesh. Is Omar Gavril of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. So the Malach Gavril, he's the Malach of the Eish, he went to Stavon to Hashem, and he said to Hashem, let me go down, let me cool off the fire. He's got real, he's the Malach on the fire. So he said, let me go cool off this fire. V'yatsan, and I'll cool it off. V'yatla tzadik, and I'll save Avraham Avinu mikiv shonesh. Is Omar lo yakodesh baruch hu. Ani yochid balomi. I'm a yochid, I'm the only one, I'm the only Hashem. For who yochid balomi? Avraham Avinu, he's the only tzadik in his door, he's the only one that was mamlech hakodesh baruch hu. Is nor li yochid l'hatla si yochid. Hashem said, it's very nice that me, myself, without a shliach, should go and save Avraham Avinu. So Hashem didn't want Gavriel to do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went down to save Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara, Lefish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einam HaKafeach Tzchak HaBeryam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never holds back any reward to anybody that deserves it. As anything good you do, Hashem repays you for it. So Melo Omar, Hashem said to Gavriel, Tiske V'tatzel Shloishem of Nebonov. That Gavriel wanted to do something nice here. Gavriel himself wanted to go down to save Avraham Avinu. So Hashem said, I'm going to give you schar reward that you'll be able to save three of Avraham Avinu's children. What was that? That was Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. Dorash Reb Shimon HaShaloni. That he dashed like this. Fishor Shehippel Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah L'Tech Kishonesh. At the time when Nebuchadnezzar threw the Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah into the big fire. Is Omad Yurakma Sar HaBoirid. Yurakma, he's the Malach that takes care of Borah, takes care of hail, of the snow.
Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went in front of Hashem and told Hashem like this. Hey, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Lefonav, Ribono Shel Olam, Ered V'Yatzana Nesek Kivshon, let me go down, I'll put my nice cold hail, the ice, I'll put it into the fire, and I'll make it cool for the tzaddikim, they won't die. V'Yatzal Tzaddikim Alol, let me save these tzaddikim, B'Kivshon Esh, from the fire. Is all my lawyers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Omer Le Gavriel, so Gavriel answered back, told Yerukma, is ain gvuros soish la kodesh baruch hu bekach. This is not going to show the gvura, the greatness of the kodesh baruch hu. Sha'ata sa borid. You're the sa, you're the malach over hail. Over cold, over ice. V'ako yodim, everybody knows, shamayim chavin esesh. That's not going to be any big deal. If you're going to come down, we'll put a ton of ice, we'll go into Kivshon Shalesh, and cool it off, that's going to be normal. We're not going to see the great nisim here. And that's normal. Elani, Gavriel said, but me, Sar Shalesh, I'm the Sar of Fire. Eret v'yakara b'rifnim. Let me go make an ace. I'll go down with the koyach of fire. I'll make the fire cool inside. That's a tremendous ness. And Vaita, what's Gavriel going to do? V'yakadiyach mi bachutz.